Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast calling for a mixture of clouds and sun and breezy. High today, the upper 20s. Kenosha right now is at 23 degrees. It's also 23 in Burlington. Milwaukee 21, 23 at this hour in Racine. This continues to be a very busy morning for the Racine and Kenosha County Sheriff's Departments, as well as other law enforcement agencies, plus towing companies. Vehicles have been sliding in the blowing snow, mainly off roads into ditches, but also occasionally into other vehicles. The strong winds overnight and this morning moving a lot of that loose snow around that fell recently, causing quite a bit of drifting. Over the past few hours, it has been a growing list of vehicles reported into ditches in both counties. Just recently reopened was Highway KR between 90th Street and Highway H, just reported to be having problems with drifting snow, Highway A from Sharp Road to Highway 75. The Racine Sheriff's Office told recently semi-trucks were having a tough time making the bridge on 11 at 57th Drive. Law enforcement is continuing to urge great caution with your commute this morning, and please slow down, they say, even on some of the city streets. Racine Unified School Board last night, without any discussion and also without any harmony, approved a one-year contract extension for Superintendent Lolly Hawes. Her tenure will go through the end of June 2018, when in a recent statement she indicates new leadership will be taking over. Contract extension did come up during public comments. Teacher Joey Luba wanted to say thank you to the soup, in his words, for signs that the district is improving.
I recently had a conversation with the Racine Montessori parent of an eighth grader who's now looking for a high school. For the last 3 years, he mentioned that St. Cat's. Last time I saw him, after they had their visit over to Case, he was so excited about the academies. And now he's looking at coming into the district. I understand we're now recapturing more students who we had lost to outlying areas than what we had in the past.
Board voted 6-3 on the contract extension for Dr. Hawes. Against it, though, Julie McKenna, Don Nielsen, and Michelle Duco. The recent report card for school districts in Wisconsin for which Racine Unified got a failing grade, that is being addressed with an aggressive approach toward improving the numbers a year from now. At the Board of Education meeting, the superintendent, Dr. Hawes, said, "We're quite concerned about the state report card results." She talked about different teams focusing attention on areas of need.
We know we have long-term and short-term work. The students actually in February take the ACT, and in March and April they'll be taking the next version of the forward exam. So we have 2 months to 3 months to really gear up and get some things in place that'll help move our results forward for next fall when they come out.
Chief Financial Officer Mark Duff talking about providing the state accurate data and, in his words, what could move the needle right away on the report card.
There are some data indicators that have already been reported and we can't influence them because it's old data from prior years. So we've already worked on changing the dropout rate data that will be in the upcoming school year, and we made improvements in that area, so that should help. We want to make sure we focused in the short term on what would move the needle, and then in the long term we would make other corrections in other areas.
While the emphasis is on boosting the numbers, Dr. Hawes told the board members that the atmosphere in which the students will take the tests, that needs to remain calm and positive so they, in her words, can show what they know. It's a resolution that asks Governor Walker to support the full budget request from the UW system for the next biennium, and it was adopted by the Kenosha City Council last night. Alderman Kevin Matheson, though, said he could not support the resolution because he didn't know what was in the budget request, said he is not in the business of analyzing college budgets.
But I don't have enough information, not even near enough information. I don't know anybody who does in this room to make an educated decision on this. So I'm going to vote no just because I don't have the knowledge that it takes to make a good decision on this resolution in front of us, nor do I really think it's our purview to get involved in that type of thing.
Resolution was adopted on a vote of 11-5. And the Racine County Board will meet at 6:30 tonight at the Isgrove Office Complex. The agenda highlight item is the recommended sale of the Ridgewood Care Center to Villa Healthcare for $10.5 million. Public comment will be allowed at the start of the meeting. A former member of the Kenosha Unified School Board and the local point man for that proposed Menominee Indian Tribal Casino at the Dairyland Greyhound Park site has passed away. Eric Olson died this past Sunday at St. Catherine's Medical Center at the age of 68. He was on the school board for 10 years, including 4 as its president. After a 31-year-long career in advertising, sales, and product management at Cherry Electric, Olson became the Menominee Indians' local liaison for the casino project, which eventually died when Governor Walker refused to approve it. Maintaining that it was a priority going into 2017, the Racine Unified School Board has approved a pay increase for substitute teachers by $2 a day to $130 and by $12 on the long-term schedule to $180 a day. Chief of Human Resources Julie Landry says this is going to start the first of the year to make Racine Unified more competitive with others in the region.
Our neighboring districts, Kenosha, Milwaukee, Oak Creek, South Milwaukee, are all paying their substitute teachers more than we are. So this rate increase will put us right in the middle of Milwaukee and Kenosha and put us above South Milwaukee and Oak Creek for long-term and short-term assignments.
She said the substitute teacher pay increase proposal also carries a $20 per day quarterly incentive bonus. In addition to that, it's all starting up on January 1st. Landry mentioned a substitute teacher recruitment day next month to try and attract, she said, some of those second semester teachers who are graduating. Following a closed session, the Kenosha City Council last night approved a settlement with Police Lieutenant Jane Finley. She filed suit in federal court alleging she was passed over for promotion because she is Hispanic. Without comment, the council voted 11-5 to approve the settlement, minus a confidentiality clause, though Finley has yet to approve that settlement, so terms were not made public. City Attorney Ed Andaramian pointing out afterward that the suit is otherwise still scheduled to go to trial January 9th. He's expecting the city to hear from Finley's attorneys before that. Finley has been a police officer in Kenosha for more than 25 years, claims former Chief John Morrissey did not promote minority officers, including her, passing them over for less experienced white officers. Bus service expansion in Kenosha will have to be rolled out in phases because there are problems with hiring enough drivers to handle the additional routes. Transit Director Ron Iwan telling the Transit Commission that service to Lakeview Corporate Park in Pleasant Prairie and to Kenosha Beef in the town of Paris will not be able to start until the first week in March. It had otherwise been scheduled to go January 3rd, along with other improvements. Iwan noting that some driver recruits are taking other jobs for higher wages after they have been trained by the city, currently paying just under $14 an hour.
Some people are getting their CDLs and then taking that CDL licensing. I have a state licensed trainer on facility that trains people to get a CDL, and we'll issue a CDL. Once you have that CDL and you have that endorsement, you can pretty much go anywhere you want and make a minimum of $18 to $20 an hour driving a truck.
January 3rd, still the target date to launch the new run that'll include a stop at the Amazon Fulfillment Center at the interstate and Highway 142, along with the evening and late night service throughout the system. This expansion being funded with an $8.5 million federal grant originally intended for expansion of Kenosha's streetcar system. And the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee in the near future will be discussing a request from the Director of Parks and Recreation and Cultural Services to consider a grant application for money to finance the return of the Gus Macher 3-on-3 basketball tournament, which was not held this past year on the lakefront. The communication is from Tom Molbeck. It's regarding a $5,000 grant request to Real Racine. It'll be sent to the committee tonight by the Common Council. Questions likely to arise at that committee meeting, including who will be in charge of the event next year and perhaps beyond. WRJN.com, that's our webpage, and we keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.